So coming here, that was one of the first things that I was looking for. And it's really important to be able to see and communicate with people who look like you.
What's most inspiring is that we have so many student organizations that are, you know, have events that are prepared, events that they want to do, and they're collaborating.
I feel very passionately about that. I can never repay all of those who helped me along my journey.
I then decided to participate in supplying or being a housing source. So I literally became a real estate investor and developer.
Hello and welcome to the Black History Month Spotlight. The Black History Month Spotlight shines the light on African-American students, faculty, staff, and alumni at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. I'm your host, Wendell Ray. Today, we shine the spotlight on Dr. Alfonso Simpson, Jr., who is the director of the African-American Studies Program at UWO. Thanks so much, Dr. Simpson, for coming by and talking to us today and for giving us some information on what's happening at UWO during the month of February.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Wendell. It's so much fun being here and talking to you. And I love Black History Month, of course, and I like what, you know, what we're doing with it this year. The theme is exciting. It's just a lot, and I'm excited to talk about it.
It is a big celebration, bigger than you might see at other universities, colleges, communities, mm-hmm. for that matter. So tell us about your approach and how you organize the events that take place at UWO.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I believe that Black History Month is just that. It is the entire month. So, you know, my endeavor is to make sure that we have offerings and things that, you know, celebrate African-American life and history every single day. In multiple events, actually, because if someone can't make an event that happens in the morning, maybe they can, you know, attend one that happens in the afternoon or, you know, the evening. And so, you know, we don't have, you know, three or four events a day, but we do have multiple events just about every day. And they span, you know, the entire gamut, really, because the theme of Black History Month this year is African Americans in the arts, past, present, and future. So that really encompasses a lot mm-hmm. of what goes on, especially on a college campus, you know. So, yeah.
Well, so then how is it that the college comes together for the event?
Okay, well, I send out an email right from the very beginning. As you know already, I sit on the board for the National Council for Black Studies, and we work, you know, in tandem with the with ASALA, which is the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, and we come up with a national theme. We are sticking with the national theme this year here on the UWO campus. In other years, we've deviated a little bit, but this year we're going to stick solid with that theme. And I send out, you know, email correspondence to faculty, staff, students, administrators, you know, soliciting for events and things that people are doing in their classes, things that they're doing in the student organizations, you know, throughout the month of February that they may want to highlight. And we get it put on the calendar. We give it exposure. And I mean, this is a great celebration that happens here on campus.
And you've done it every year that you've been here.
Every year that I've been here, yeah.
And how has the participation been
with
other departments?
It has been overwhelming. It really is. And I'm so excited because, like, I have we have so many things that are happening this year out of the Department of Music. You know, I'm excited about that. We have some things happening out of the history department. Of course, African American Studies is doing a lot of stuff. And then, you know, what's most inspiring is that we have so many student organizations that are, you know, have events that are prepared, events that they want to do. And they're collaborating and working together and pulling in constituents, you know, outside of campus. And it's just great. It's great.
Okay. Well, let's go through the calendar. Talk sure. about what's happening in the month of February. Today's February 8th. What's been going on and what's going on after today?
Well, today, what we have happening, we have tabling. This is our last day of tabling. We've been tabling since Monday. Dr. Julia Chabowski has done a lecture, Black Concert Music in a Time of Enslavement. So we also have tonight at 6 o'clock, actually right after this, R&B line dancing, which is a lot of fun. This is something that BSU is doing.
Okay.
Yeah, our Black Student Union is putting on a a night of fun and learning of traditional African-American R&B line dances, you know. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And where's that going to be?
That's going to be in Reeve Union Room 202. You know, you need a wood floor. And so yeah, they're going to be there in Reeve Union. And it's a free event. You know, so please, by all means, go out to that. And that's, you know, that's what's happening today. We've had so many other great things that have happened so far. And I mean, it's just, it's so many things that are happening. You know, like, can I talk about tomorrow?
Talk about the whole month.
Man, let me tell you what's happening tomorrow. We have a free 1990s hip hop step workout class. Now, that sounds like a whole bunch, yeah, right?
That's a mouthful.
But yeah, it is. The African American Studies Club is co-sponsoring this with Consistent Glow Fitness out of Appleton, Wisconsin. They have a dancer and instructor who's coming down, and she's giving this class in the Student Rec and Wellness Center at 6 o'clock p.m. Again, it is free for all UWO students. But it's just a workout class, and it's hip-hop step. And the reason we're going with 90s, and she's going to stick with that, is because we have started, well, last year we started an annual dance that we do for Black History Month, and it's called a decade dance. Last year, we did the 1970s. Yeah. This year, you guessed it, we're doing the 1990s, right?
Okay.
And so all of the music that's happening is, you know, from the 90s. I mean, that's MC Hammer, yeah, that's EPMD, that's, what is it? What's the name of that group? TLC.
Yeah.
Of course, you got Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson. You got some good music that's that happened in the 1990s. Yeah. And some really good dance moves that, you know, happened during that time. And so to that end, we're also doing on February, and I'm jumping all over the calendar here. Stop me if you need to. But on February 16th, to go along with that, I think it's the 16th, we're having a 90s decade dance workshop, right?
Okay, and now what's that?
That's also going to be in the Student Rec Center from 6 to 7:30. Any student here at UWO who wants to learn any of the dances from the 1990s, come out, because Consistent Glow Fitness, in collaboration with the African American Studies Club, is also doing that dance workshop to teach some dances and some dance moves and a routine or two to actually be done on the at the actual decade dance, which is happening on the 23rd. Okay. February 23rd is going to be the second annual decade dance. It's called Bring Back the 90s.
Okay, so you can kind of learn the dances and then execute the moves.
Absolutely.
At the event.
Okay. Come on, execute. Yeah, we can execute the moves. Execute the moves. Yeah. And so, I mean, you really want to do this, because what we're doing, we're giving prizes, you know, at this dance for, you know, best dance couple, best dance routine, best dressed, because we want you to come dressed in your 90s gear. So you got to and yeah. And this dance, the decade dance, is open for everybody.
Okay.
Right. And again, it's a free event, and it's going to be held in Reeve 202 as well. And that starts at 7, from 7 to 10. Last year, we had, like I said, the 1970s, and we have our own alum, Andre Wallace, who's actually the DJ. He's phenomenal. Okay. As a matter of fact, I have on his sweatshirt right now.
Okay.
He's going to come, and we give out, you know, some prizes for different things, and we give a cash prize, you know, for the one who is dressed the best.
Gotcha.
Right? And it's a lot of fun. We do a Soul Train line, though Soul Train was, you know, 1960s, 70s. Soul Train was still going in the 90s.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that too. But all of that is, you know, centered around the dancing stuff that actually happens tomorrow. All of that stuff starts tomorrow on the 9th. That's just some of the fun stuff, you know, with dance. On February 10th, we're actually doing a double dutch workshop.
jumping rope.
Jump rope. It's called The Art of Double Dutch. It is a workshop. I have to give you this description. And it says, and this is for anybody who is interested in learning how to do it. This is going to take place in the Albee Hall Gym, room 201. It's called the Upper Gym. And it says, lace up your sneakers to come out and experience the phenomenon of double dutch rope jumping. This interactive workshop is open to jumpers of all skill levels. Whether you are merely interested or are an experienced jumper, come out to this free and exciting opportunity to learn the African-American art of recreational rhythm, dance, and exercise. And that will be happening from noon to 5.
Okay.
With a break in between. And it's going to be great. I'm going to be there. Because I can jump.
So, can you? All right.
I think I can.
I think that'd be a little dangerous for me, so I'll stay away. But I'll watch.
Yeah, I'll watch you do it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
And Wendell, we're just on the 10th. You know,
yeah,
with events.
Sounds like a lot of events so far.
Well, it's like, and I'm not gonna go through every day, but you know, the way the Black History Month calendar works this year is we don't actually have the calendar on the flyers and the posters that are around campus. We have a QR code. And so if you scan that QR code, then the entire calendar will come up on your phone. You can send it to your computer or whatever, because, you know, things are always changing. Sure. Rooms may change, times may change or whatever. And so it's just a lot. And we have notes that accompany every event, you know, that basically say this is what this is about. And every event tells you if it's free or if there's an RSVP involved. I don't think we have anything that costs the students. I don't think we have anything that's going to cost. And so with it being African Americans in the arts, we're doing more than just dancing. We're, you know, we've got, you know, entertainment that's happening, the African American Studies Club and the African American Studies program every Monday night. We are, you know, following up with our Monday night movies in Stage 1210.
Okay.
Those are free to come out, and we got good movies like Sparkle, Cadillac Records, Green Book.
Okay.
You know, we got some really good ones, and we're going to have talkbacks by faculty and staff after every movie. So it's an educational experience as well.
Okay.
You know, and then I have to plug this one. On February the 20th, I think it's going to be Sunday, February the 25th, the Divine Voices of the Valley Gospel Choir, you know, that's my choir.
Yes.
We're going to do our second annual Tiny Desk concert.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah. We're going to have it. It's going to be on Stage 1210.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time?
It's going to be at 6:30.
Okay.
And what's interesting is with it being a Tiny Desk concert, some people say, well, what does that mean, Tiny Desk? It literally is just a very small, intimate, you know, concert setting. So it won't be the whole choir because the choir is pushing 45 members. It's only going to be my section leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, 10 to 12 students. And we're just going to present some songs, and it's going to be really, really nice. So,
well, it sounds like a lot of fun stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Typically, I think when people think about maybe a Black History Month celebration, they're thinking it's just going to be a lot of lectures and mm-hmm. speakers. And while that's important, and I'm sure that's on the agenda as well and on
Absolutely.
The calendar, it sounds like there's a lot of fun, uplifting, celebratory types of activities going on, not just learning, which is important, learning about the past and so forth, but in terms of lectures, but there's all sorts of things going on, wide array of events. But to that point, there are other things, I guess, that people can come to. And you mentioned that there was going to be one lecture and there's talkbacks after the
mm-hmm.
movies.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else going on in that vein in terms of scholastic or
Absolutely.
Educational activities?
Absolutely. We have, you'll have to go into the calendar and see it, but I think we have at least 5 or 6 lectures that, you know, students and anybody who's interested can, you know, come to. A couple of them are virtual. I'm actually presenting 2 virtual lectures.
On what?
One of them is on what Blackness is in America today, or what it means to be Black in America today. And then there's another lecture that I'm opening up for a course that I'm teaching on the Black female in the United States. And I'm actually bringing in a colleague from Furman University, and she's going to do a discussion with me on womanism and feminism, what that really means,
okay.
you know, and what it means today for the Black woman, what it means today for women in general. And so though it's African Americans in the arts, we are still really going deep, doing some deep dives into the educational aspect of things. And then, of course, we have one of our staple programs that's happening, which is our annual MLK scholarship commemorative celebration and awards program that's coupled with Oshkosh 94 scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to take place on Wednesday, February 28th at 6:30 in Reeve Memorial Union Theater. That's room 307. Again, this is a free event, and I'm so excited to say that our keynote speaker this year is none other than Dr. Corey A. King, who is the Chancellor of UW-Whitewater.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yes. And he's also a fraternity brother of mine.
Okay.
You know, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a member of the fraternity as well. So Dr. Corey King is coming as our commemorative fourth annual speaker. And so we had Dr. Sean Anthony Robinson last year.
Yes.
And this year we have Dr. Corey King. And we are giving the Sigma Upsilon Lambda chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha, which is the graduate chapter I belong to. We will be giving scholarships out to two students. It's just really good. And then, of course, Dr. Sheila Knox is going to probably be here, and she's going to present the Oshkosh 94 Scholarship and Award. It's just that's a big one, a big event that we're having. And again, that's on February the 28th. And so outside of that, it goes back into, you know, arts and culture. But we have Dr. Marty Robinson, who is a professor here at the university. We'll be doing a UWO Jazz Ensemble concert on, what day is that? February 27th.
Is that right? Okay.
On Tuesday. Yeah, UWO Jazz Ensemble will be in concert at 7:30. People come out, y'all, to hear this spectacular performance honoring African-American big band composers from the 1950s and 60s, including Benny Carter, Oliver Nelson, and, of course, Quincy Jones.
Mm.
It's going to be good.
Yeah,
you don't want to miss
like it.
Yeah. And again, there are just so many things. I could go on and on and on about all of the events. And I'm certain that I'm missing, you know, something that's big, you know. But, yeah, that's pretty much.
So I'm listening to this on the radio today, not on campus, but would like to come to some of these events. Is it possible that a member of the community could attend any of these events?
Absolutely.
And how would I know? How could I find that QR code?
Well, the QR code is going to be on all of the posters that are around campus and around town.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to make sure that I get these posters out. I'm going to get it to the city hall. I'm going to get it to the Oshkosh Area School District so they can be in the public schools as well. It's going to be pretty much all over the Fox Valley. And so I want to spread it as wide as I can, because we want every event to be packed.
Yeah.
You know, we want every event to be filled. I have to share this with you, Wendell, as well. Very excited about Thursday, February 22nd. We have six students who will be traveling to California in March for the National Council for Black Studies 48th annual conference. We're going to be going to, of course, the name of the place escapes me, but it's right outside San Francisco. And we're going to go to present there.
Not Sausalito.
Nope. And I can't believe I'm blacking out on, you know, the name of the college, but it's San Jose.
Okay.
So we're going to be at San Jose State, right? And six students from UWO have submitted their abstracts. They have been accepted.
Oh.
And they are going to do their research presentations there. And before they go off to California to do their research presentations, they're going to present them here at home, here at UWO. And that is on Thursday, February 22nd, in Reeve 212 A and B at 5:30. The students are going to be presenting on artificial intelligence and predictive policing, mental health struggles in the digital age, social media and black relationships, the musical genius of historical black composers, the national plan to empower black America, black women and beauty and social media. I mean, there's so many things that you can hear these students do this. You know, the research presentations on. And so that just really shows a lot of the educational prowess of you know, the African American Studies program and what the students are doing there. And so we're going to highlight that in February as well.
What's going on during the month?
Oh, gosh. You know, this is so much. I want to share first and foremost that for everybody that the Gospel Choir, DVOV, we have open rehearsals every Tuesday in the month of February, because generally our rehearsals are closed, but they're open to everybody to just come and see how you fit into the phenomenology Chunky of gospel music Jesus. Singing. Right, you know, just come see what we do. And that's going to be in the Arts and Communications Building, room N28, which is known as the choir room, from 6:30 to about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Anybody can come, just sit in and just see, you know, what DVOV does, you know. And so it's going to be great. But two events that are happening back-to-back on February 21st that I really, really must highlight. One of them is sponsored by our very own Whitburn Center for Governance and Policy Research here. Mm-hmm. It's a presentation by Dr. Tia Cherie Gaynor, who is an associate professor of leadership and management from the University of Minnesota Humphrey School of Public Affairs. And the event is called Half-Hearted and Partially Awake, Building Tools and Pathways to Liberatory Management. And it's going to be a virtual event. On the calendar, you can just click right there to, once you scan the QR code, go click and it'll just get you right in to register.
Oh, nice.
You know, I mean, I love, you know, this age of technology that we're in, because it's so easy to get into events and those types of things. But that's happening from noon to 1 on February 21st. And then later that day, I will be hosting our difficult discussions, African American Studies. Every month we do a Wednesday night discussion from 7 to 8 p.m. It's virtual via Zoom. And of course, the link is there on the calendar as well. I'll be talking with Mr. Charles Butler, who is the vice president for investments at Wells Fargo. And he's going to be discussing true financial literacy in the Black community. And I love the title. It's called Dollars and Cents, S-E-N-S-E, mm-hmm. you know, Dollars and Cents, Understanding True Financial Literacy in the Black community. So it's going to be a great discussion with, you know, with Mr. Charles Butler and myself. So please, you know, log in. That's also sponsored by the African American Studies Club, which, you know, they're doing some great things in the program.
Well, let's talk about your program. Tell us what's going on with the African American Studies program at UWO. Each year you come on this program to talk about what's happening during the month of February. We also want to talk about what's happening in your department or your program. Tell us about anything new. You mentioned that a lecture you're going to be giving. But talk about some of the courses as well, or whatever it is that you want to let us know about African American Studies at UWO.
Well, African American Studies at UWO is growing. It continues to grow. We are now pushing about 80-plus minors in that program. I desire to make it into a major, and I will. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see that happen. But the course offerings this semester are, of course, Introduction to African-American Studies. We have Intro to Contemporary Black America, Famous People of African Descent, of course, African-American Literature, the Black Female, Gospel Choir. There's so many courses that can be found. And of course, when you click on the link, you know, it's going to take you to the African American Studies webpage so you can see the program. But within the program would not be what it is if it were not for the students. Right. Mm-hmm. It's all about the students, and the students get into African American Studies and they find a home there. They find a place where they feel like they can thrive, and they can, you know. We have, of course, the African American Studies Club, but that club has many facets to it. There is cultural expressions that falls under the umbrella of the African American Studies Club. We have the Ngoma Dance Collective that falls under the umbrella of the African American Studies Club. We also have so many other, the Gospel Choir falls under that umbrella. And then, of course, there is the undergraduate chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha that does not fall under the umbrella of the African American Studies Club. But anybody who wants to know about Alpha can come to the African American Studies program and the department, and we can talk about it, you know. Come see me then if you want to know.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, it's that type of thing with the Alphas. But, you know, the university has just done a phenomenal job at supporting the African American Studies program, and I am so grateful for that. We're seeing numbers pick up. And it's just great. And, you know, we're actually going to take the African American Studies showcase that we did last semester in October. We're taking that showcase to Sheboygan. We're going to call it Showcase in Sheboygan, February 17th. And we're going to actually present, you know, the facet of African American Studies here at UWO at Sheboygan South High School. And it's going to be a great program with the alum that came here.
From this department.
Yeah, absolutely, from this department. And it's going to be great. We know it's going to be a great turnout. And so the university and their commitment to student involvement and student engagement, you know, they have not waned at all, you know, with student research and all of those things. And so I know that we're facing some, you know, some difficult times here at UWO. But as far as student commitment is concerned, I think the university is doing a phenomenal job at that.
Well, phenomenal job being done by you as well.
Oh, thank you.
With regard to putting together the Black History Month celebration here at UWO. Congratulations also to you and the growth of the African American Studies program. Thanks again for coming by and talking to us. It's good
Appreciate
to see
it.
You again.
Always.
Thanks for informing us about what's going on. That's all the time we're going to have here today on the Black History Month Spotlight. Remember to tune in next week, though, for the next episode where we're going to shine the spotlight on Dr. Belinda Pinkston, who is the McNair Scholars Program Coordinator. She's going to be our guest next Thursday. We hope you tune in then. Until then, have a good day.